everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT. Is there any emergency or priority traffic? Alrighty, well that was the right answer. Boy, this has been a crazy good week. Hope everybody had a great time. Enjoying the weather today. I didn't get enough outside time today, but got quite a bit yesterday afternoon before it became a little cool overnight. But anyway, it's all good. This is the TechNet, the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Net, conducted weekly on a frequency of 146 at 955 megahertz, PL of 141.3, PL is 141.3, and the offset is minus 600. This net is about having a conversation. It's a little different than other nets. We'd like you to participate, whether you have a question or comment or not. We'll want you to check in because, frankly, we would like to know who's there so we can engage you appropriately, even if it's passively. But we can't do that if we don't know you're there. So what makes this net a little different? Well, it's a net about ham radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, natural sciences that underlie our wonderful hobby, and, of course, our experiences, things we've done, things we aspire to do, things we would like to do again, and things we absolutely do not want to do ever again. So we learn a lot from all these things. We also would like to hear about what you might have for sale or swap or wanted for interesting topics as well. So, let's talk about how we check in. Okay, we check in by giving our call sign, our name, and then we indicate whether we have a question, comment, sale, swap, or wanted item. Some combination of those things, or as I alluded to at the very top of this, none of the above, and I think I made it clear as to why none of it works. So, we do this by call sign groups, just to make it a little orderly. I'm running a hand microphone, so let's do one at a time, if you don't mind. Stations whose call signs begin with the November, please call K2BAR. All right, we are November. How about Alpha?
None of the above.
Oh, Noel! Sorry, I got N2OEL. Welcome aboard. Got you here with a none of the above. Now, I didn't mention this. Noel's on Echolink. Are there any other stations on Echolink other than N2OEL? Alrighty. Noel, thank you for that. The Echolink can be accessed via K2 Foxtrot Juliet Lima. K2 Foxtrot Juliet Lima. But I believe you must be a member of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club. I'll try it with it if you're not. Alrighty. Stations whose call signs begin with November via the repeater. Okay, any stations whose call signs begin with Alpha? Any stations whose call signs begin with Whiskey?
W2LGB.
W2LGB, it's Larry, if I remember right. And Larry, what are your intentions for tonight?
Trying to get my wires box to work. Other than that, I'm just going to be in a listening mode. I just wanted to make sure I could check in.
Yeah, you sound really good here, actually. Very good. I'm going to make a note that we might want to talk about wires boxes. We'll make a point of discussing that a little bit. What about? We'll come back to you on that. Any other whiskeys?
W-E-K. Comment.
Okay, I have Don, W-2-J-E-K, with a comment. Who is the other station with the whiskey? Double with Don.
W-2-S-E, no traffic.
Good evening, Bruce. Very good. Well, we got you as well. Any other whiskeys?
W-E-2-R, just listening.
Good evening, Charlie. Welcome aboard. Any other whiskeys? Alrighty, how about kilos?
22 IVC Manfred with a wise guy question.
A wise guy question. Oh, man. Okay, Manfred, I got you. Who else?
KB2SSE.
Wow. KB2SSE. I'm supposed to see you next week, am I not? Anyway, Mr. Ken, what are your intentions, Ken?
That's what I need to talk to you about. I have a quick comment on that. I really don't want to be on the net all night, but if we can get to that quick, I would like to just inform you about something.
Sure, no problem. We can do that in a minute. Let's finish the roll call. All right, any other kilos?
K2BAR. Romeo Yankee, Mike out of Dobbs. Good evening, gentlemen.
Is it KD2IRY? India Romeo Yankee, your prefix again? And your intentions.
Kilo Delta 2, India Romeo Yankee, Mike out of Dobbs. Just listening tonight.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Okay. Was the station who doubled with Mike? Who was that?
K2BAR. K2TRW. Good evening, Gordon. None of the above. Back to net.
Very good, Kai. Welcome aboard. Any other kilos? Any other stations wishing to check in any call signs?
Disconnected.
Try that again. Any station wishing to check in any call signs?
K2BAR, this is N2JDH. My name is Andre. My intention is to listen in for now.
Andre, welcome aboard. Got you covered. Any other stations? Very quickly, KB2SSC. Ken, it's your ball, K2BAR.
Yeah, Gordon, I thought this would be the quickest way to get a hold of you. Unfortunately, I have to cancel for next week. It's up to you when you can reschedule May, June, whatever, or later in the fall. Something came up, and that's it for right now. Word of advice, what's up for that Manfred character?
I know, when a Dane complains about a German, you know, it's just downhill from there.
Okay, so you okay with canceling for next week?
No problem. Just informally, do you have any information as to what the time to restoration is going to be for 1070?
No. I have absolutely no idea what's going on there other than I talked to the chief of police of Wanacue, and they got a request for a cell tower up there, so I don't know if the Ramapo Tower Service is ever going to get back into business. That's all I know.
Okay, and you guys have a site. The 4-9 hasn't sounded this good in years. It sounds great. Kudos to what you're doing, but you're all squared away, right?
Well, we're getting there. I can elaborate on that later on. I don't want to blow up on the air here, but I'll talk to you. I'll do an eyeball at some time. But please cancel for next week, and we'll have to reschedule.
Doubting June, May is a possibility, but, you know, I understand. All righty. Not a problem. And thanks for the heads up. We were ready, but okay. Not a worry. It won't go to waste. It only gets better over time. Alrighty. Anything else, Mr. Kent?
No, that's it. I'm going to sign off. KB2SSE clear.
Very good. What this gentleman was about was that Grandpa Mountain had requested that I give a talk on mesh networks and some of the things you can do across a mesh network. So that was what that was about. Alrighty, let's get into our normal routine here. If someone wants to talk about mesh later, we can weave that into this as well if there's any questions. In the the meantime, W2JEK, Don at Cherbourg, K2BAR.
Alright, K2BAR in the net, W2JEK. Good evening, everybody. It's announcing that Barrow will be running its next VE test session Friday night, April 22nd, and that will be at 7 p.m., and it will be at the Westwood Regional High School, classroom 123. Coming, you'll need ID, like a photo of your photo ID, like your driver's license or a passport, with 2 months of non-photo ID. Test fee is still $15. Well license, bring your license, your current license, and a copy of that license. If you wish to use a calculator, you may, but it must be a calculator with nothing in memory. But cell phones, other electronic devices may not be used as calculators. And please be advised that come the end of June, current question pool will change. There will be new questions, extra class exam coming July 1st. So if you're studying for extra, get finished in with a test session somewhere along the line and get it before the end of June. Let me drop it a second. People who have a license that has expired beyond the grace period can get back into ham radio. Just take the current technician exam, and then they get an old license or extra license, or if they had an advanced license, they will get a general license. They'll get credit for that, but they have to pass the current technician exam. Also, anybody who has a technician license that was issued on May 21st, 1987, so a technician can paper upgrade to a general, because now the difference tech and the general, not the written test, but the code. The code was 5 words a minute for the tech and 13 for the general. Code is out of the way, your general with a paper upgrade. That, back to net, W2JEK.
Yep, a fine program, if I say so myself, of techs becoming generals administratively. I know my wife finally availed herself of that several years ago. Alrighty. Anybody have any questions for Don regarding test sessions or licensing? Alrighty. Real quick, Don, has my audio been at adequate level?
Hey, you're doing fine, Gordon. You're doing fine. You see right with the microphone you're using. Back to that, W2JK.
Yeah, thank you. And then more importantly, the way I'm using it. It's maybe the only Linco microphone that I've ever had to close talk, but all my other microphones I do, except for Alinco's. I have to talk to them a foot away, otherwise I'm just hitting it way too hard. Alrighty. Let's see. So, WTLGB Larry, actually, before we go to you about wires, are there any stations that wish to join the net at this time? Are there any stations with questions to post? Okay, so Larry, you're trying to deal with a wires Xbox, so let's explain what that is. In the wonderful world of Yaesu, they have an internet gateway function that takes a radio, a FM or a Fusion radio, it doesn't matter, but it has to be a radio that's set up for it to have the wires protocol. And they have a box called the Wires Xbox, which isn't all that expensive. It's just about $100. And it puts the radio on the internet. And then from there you can connect to a what they call a room, which is sort of like a reflector or some other bridging device. And all of the stations that are logged into that room or bridge or, you know, reflector all get to communicate with each other, sort of like a way to splice everybody together. And Larry has been working on getting his to work, and other people have had success, but not without some frustration. So, Larry, where are you in your journey, and what's the frustration now?
Oh, I'm about ready to toss it out the window. I just updated it, did the firmware upgrade and all, and I can't get the USB drivers to see this thing. Doesn't see it at all. But yet it powers it up, and when I look at the com ports, it tells me it's working fine. So I sent an email out to Yaesu. I want to see what kind of wisdom they're going to come back and tell me. Probably go to a Windows 95 box and make it work. I'm running Windows 10 Pro, and doesn't seem to like anything on this Yaesu stuff. So we'll see what happens. I'm just going to wait and see what their reply is. And if I cannot make it run on Windows 10, I will have a wires box up for sale. I'm going to get rid of it. I'm not going to waste my time with it. My time is too valuable to play around with it. I'll just keep my Fusion repeater up and running in mix mode, and we'll leave it at that. I've heard some not-so-good things anyway when the repeater connects directly to wires, that it keys up and it keys down and stays keyed down until the finals blow up and things like that. So I have to wait and see what happens with that. Now back to Net, W2LGB.
Okay, so did you install the drivers as well as the software to support WiresX in Instrator mode?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's the first thing I did, and still doesn't like it. Software installed fine, but it won't let me get it past the point where it, for the authorization, and which I do have the authorization stuff from Yaesu. They sent it to me. That's interesting, so I'm just going to see what their reply is.
All right. I'd be very curious just to see what they offer in the way of an idea. The rumor is that they're going to open up the software interface even more to qualified programmers and basically allow non-rooms-based connectivity, et cetera, to start taking, to start happening. And that would be a good thing. One thing that's very cool about the WiresX box is that you don't need to use Fusion to run on it. The dialing sequence, to pick up a particular room is, let's say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, well, then the FM rig, if the access point you're talking to is set up for FM, you can just touch tone up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you'll be connected to that chat room immediately.
Oh, very good. Well, it does have its nice capability, so we'll see what happens with that. Yeah, I've heard rumors that they're going to open it up, which would be nice. See what happens and play around with it. So the device is talking. It's doing something here. I don't know what. But it's telling me that the device is not recognized. Meanwhile, I updated it. So it does see it. I have a sneaky suspicion it might be a Windows 10 issue here. We'll see what happens. I do have a Windows 7 box that I might just tomorrow throw up on here and play around with it and see if I can get it working on Windows 7. If not, I did not see any Linux mode stuff for this, because if I did, I probably would use that and just get away from Windows altogether. But we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting. I would like to get it up and running, but like I say, it's going to be that difficult. DStar was no picnic either. That was all written in Linux. But you know what? Once it was up and running, that thing ran for 2 years without a glitch. It's absolutely amazing. So we'll see what happens. W2LGB.
All righty. Anybody else have any thoughts on this? Larry, that's a sobering thought. Anybody else want to jump in with an idea on the wires interface?
All right, I got a comment.
I think we had two. Andre first.
And Sue JDH. The issue might be with Windows 10. I've had several issues with several software, so you might want to check on the Windows side of it.
Okay, that's good. Anything else? Who was the station who might have doubled with Andre the first time around?
That might have been Kay's W2LGB. All right, thanks. I'll give that a shot. Like I say, tomorrow I have another Windows 7 box here. I just want to just got to dig up the power supply for it. It's one of those little Atom computers, so I'm going to pop it on there, and if I can get it working on air, then it'll go it'll go directly to the repeater, because now they have a direct connection right to the repeater as long as you upgrade the firmware on the repeater. I just saw that today. That just came out maybe about 2 weeks ago, so I'll play around with that. But I you're right, I have a sneaky suspicion that it's the Windows 10. So it doesn't play very well. I know I use Ham Radio Deluxe too, and it doesn't play well at all with that, so I might be just formatting this PC and getting rid of Windows 10 completely. Go back to Windows 7, which worked so much better.
That's amazing, because I would have thought that it would work just fine with Windows 10. I've had good luck Now, I'm not running HRD, but maybe I should try loading the legacy copy of HRD on a Windows 10 machine, see what it does. That's a sobering thought, but we'll have to, you know, give that some thought. By the way, tomorrow is the Fairlawn business meeting at 7:30, although the doors of the station and lab open up at 6 o'clock. And then they'll be open after 8:30, figure till at least 9, following the business meeting. It's the monthly business meeting, which is pretty lively these days. And then Sunday is the Barra meeting, 7:30 as well, at Washington Township at the Senior Citizens Building. So it's actually in the Borough Hall, but in the Senior Citizens Room, I should say. And doors there open up around 7, so hopefully we'll see folks at both those lovely events. And what else can I point out? Anyway, let me just back to the task here. So, yeah, Dave, N3UXK, has a fusion repeater up. I believe it's set for automatic mode. It's using an FM. And I don't know if he wants people to know about what frequency it's on, because it may not stay there. But we're in the process of getting a 2-meter duplexer on it, and once that's set up, we should have a 2-meter fusion machine other than this one. It'll be in a modest location, at least for a while, but it will be in a much better location soon. So just stand by for that goodness and happiness. In the meantime, you know, as I mentioned before, what's nice about the wires networking protocol is that it can be handled by both FM and in fusion mode, because it's basically touch tones to the switching, to the signaling. So it's in-band signaling and that. And it's got a couple of different bandwidths, depending on whether or not you want voice or data, but it's all good, and we drop it. And the other thing is, if your radio has a GPS built into it, and most of them do, it will tell people what direction and distance they are from you, which is great. It really is. So you can track mobiles, and there's even ways to track specific sets of mobiles in like a friend list kind of a thing. And what's nice about at least the 400, the FM 400, is that you can run Fusion on one side, and you can run APRS on the other, which is way cool. And that's what I do in my world. Alrighty. Anybody else have any thoughts on this Fusion Wires X stuff? Larry, you want to try it?
I have nothing else. I'm not really familiar with it. I'm just getting it up and running now and going to play around with it, so we'll see what happens. Gladly report back once I get it up and running, and definitely report back when I hear something from Yaesu. That's what I'm really waiting to hear from, and I think that would be very, very interesting. And I do have a message here from Windows. Okay. The USB device you connected to the computer malfunctioned. Nice. Well, Windows does not recognize it. I might even have a bad HR200 box, which is a very good possibility.
Wouldn't that be just intriguing? Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. Keep us posted, Larry.
Alrighty, I certainly will. And I'm going to check out of the net. I just wanted to check in, and I get the emails all the time. I figured I'll check in. And I'm home tonight for a change, and that's why I have to check out. I do have to make a phone call to work and make sure that one of the other servers are up and running. It's not been a very good week. But what can you do? That's what they pay me for. I will catch you guys later. Have a very good evening. And you're full scale into here. I'm running an indoor antenna from 20 watts. And I'm about 12 miles south of Bear Mountain, so it's working really well. This is W2LGB.
Hey, very good. Well, I'll tell you one thing. The real trick is don't have an ops job. That's the key to best. Hi. Alrighty. That way you go home at night, you your brain is happy. Is the upside is somebody else's problem. So thanks again, Larry. Super. And we'll see you on the next Wires Net, which is Tuesdays on this frequency at 9 p.m. There's a Fusion Net right here on 146.955, 9 p.m. Alrighty. Let's see. Mr. Manfred, you had a question, G2BAR.
It wasn't a real question. It was just a wise guy thing. If I'm driving my virtual car at the speed of light and I turn on my headlights, do they work?
I'm trying to think of a witty answer. Only with virtual photons.
Okay, I'll have to find those.
The real trick is, can you measure the intensity of virtual photons?
I'll have to check my toolbox.
If I need a virtual photon detector, my guess is the only device that's appropriate for that is a virtualized virtual photon detector. So that way you can use some sort of randomizer to generate the perceived photon level.
Virtually speaking.
Yes, yes. And then you can put it in the big data lake apply all the tools that you want, determining what's going on with that. Alrighty. Thank you for that. let's see. Oh, I have something that's really kind of cool. I went out and bought a BioNO 17 ampere hour pack, which is lithium ferrous phosphate type of battery. 17 ampere hours is real. I've already cycled my battery once to that level. And the 20 amp version, it's about a pound more than the 17 ampere hour, but you know, from my viewpoint, I would have preferred the 17, but it's also a little cheaper, but BioNO packs, whether they're the shrink wrap ones or the hard pack like the one I have, basically come in a very simple to understand form cost wise. You take the ampere hour rating of the pack, you multiply it times 10, and that's how many dollars you'll pay for it. So if you want a 8 ampere hour pack, you can get real 8 ampere hours, not like the acetylic acids or the others where you have to basically, you know, take only about half or 60% of that out before you have to stop. You get the full rating. That's the good news, or damn near it anyway. Basically, an 8 ampere hour pack will cost you about $80. And if you compare that to acetylic acid that's, let's say, 18 or 20 amp, which is about comparable in the amount of power you actually have. So, I will bring that pack tomorrow, and we'll go from there. I'll have that on the bench for people to see and play with, my handy-dandy backpack. And you can, you know, run a laptop on it at the same time. You get all sorts of things all at the same time. Get a lot of power out of these things. All right, anybody else have anything to add to the net tonight? Okay. One of the other things that has been wonderful this week is I finally made the point of getting a weather station for the house. One I bought was the Tycon, T-Y-C-O-N, TP-2700 Charlie. Go Papa, 27, 00 Charlie, and it does a number of very good things, and so look forward to that. Over the next couple of days, I'll be trying that out. We'll also get it up on the internet, probably up on APRS as well. So look forward to that over time. If anybody has any experience with weather stations, please feel free to jump in at this time. Okie dokie. All right, anybody else have any questions for the Met tonight? Okie dokie. Well, hope to see some of you down in Fairlawn tomorrow night and Washington Township on Sunday. And we'll look forward to having another net next week, and hopefully we'll all be here singing Kumbaya and come with more questions. So this is K2BAR W2TTT closing the net and 673, and have a great night.
Thanks, Gordon. 73s, KD2IBC.
Thanks, Manfred. W2TTT.
Hey, Gordon, in the middle of your transmission, it went out. I'm not sure if you caught that.
In the middle of my transmission, it went out?
Yeah, I didn't receive the repeater at all. It didn't come up on my scanner or the other radio. So I'm not sure if it's just my area or something else.
That's interesting. Did anyone else notice my dropping out?
72J. Okay, you may have timed up the repeater cord.
Yeah, that could be. I was kind of shilling a little bit. All right. Thanks, Andre, and thanks, Don. All right, 73 boys. We'll talk later. K2B Air, W2TTT.
All right, 73, and 2 JDH should be listening.
W2BDW2K.
Station?
KEK, Gordon. Quick question.
Sure, Don.
Bergen Skywarn, have they changed frequency? I know that.
I thought at one point they were using 7.9, another time I saw them on 440.950.
Okay, QSL. Okay, thanks much. 7.9.
Yeah, I think the PL is 97.4.
Okay, thank you.
No problem, Don. W2TTT, clear.
JEK.